This lady is working for BBC Radio 4, and she was actually on her way to the top of Penny Lane. She's doing an item that's going to be on national radio, all about the Beatles industry, and she just happened to bump into us.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves at the bottom end of Penny Lane. We've seen the shelter in the middle of the roundabout, the bank on the corner of the barber shop. And now's the opportunity to take a photograph of one of the famous Penny Lane road signs. From here, we're going to take a very short journey to see the homes of the final Beatle on our tour today, of course, Ringo Starr.
Can I ask where you're from?
Nowhere exciting. We're from Liverpool. You best ask someone else who's a bit more further afield.
But you're on the Magical Mystery Tour.
Yeah, Magical Mystery Tour, yeah.
So, have you been on it before?
No, first time.
What's it like?
It's brilliant. Really good, yeah.
Do you think people from Liverpool are now kind of getting into this Beatles nostalgia a bit more than they used to?
Well, I think so. I live right at the back of the Grand National, and I've never been there either. So, yeah, the capital of culture is getting me more interested in what's going on, because Liverpool's steeped in history, isn't it?
We've come over to England to visit relatives and see all the sights, and of course here in Liverpool, there's nothing else to see but everything Beatles. We love it.
So, number two, Olive.
Yeah.
Further up Penny Lane, Tony Slavin's is the barber showing photographs, although not of every head they've shaved. Today, the pictures are of the Beatles. This is the barber shop that's in the Penny Lane song.
Yes, yeah, it is.
I notice you've got Beatles posters up around.
Yeah, we've got them. We've got like a few key rings and things like to sell about the shop and that, because there's a lot of interest in it, especially at the moment, capital of culture. In fact, we have tourists every day here.
And have you always made use of it, or is it a recent thing for you?
It's a recent thing, the photographs and that, because they only took over the lease last year.
Have you seen sales go up then since you put the pictures up?
More people coming in, definitely more tourists, but not actually sales.
So you don't mind being a tourist attraction?
No, not at all. It makes it a bit more interesting, doesn't it?
Back in the city centre, it's becoming big business. The Hard Day's Night Hotel opened in February this year. Manager Mike Dewey is showing me round, with Beatles tracks on a constant loop, Beatles art in every room, Blake's restaurant named after the designer of the Sgt. Pepper's album cover, and Liverpool's answer to Las Vegas. Wow.
This is the wedding suite. We've got 8 booked this year, and we've got 18 booked next year. And you access it down this spiral staircase from the ground floor.
It's a bit like walking into a cake.
But people love it. What we've tried to do is keep the whole thing subtle. First and foremost, it's a 4-star hotel, and the twist is the Beatles. And the Beatles give us the edge in the market. And that's a bigger brand than Holiday Inn, Radisson. I don't care what anybody says, it definitely is.
The Hard Day's Night Hotel was the brainchild of Dave Jones, who runs the Magical Mystery Tour and the Cavern Club and Pub. We took a walk around the heart of Beatles nostalgia, Matthew Street.
Here in Liverpool, we started using the word Cavern Quarter back in the early 80s, and I think it's a nice description.
Do you think it took Liverpool a while to realise that they had this great brand?
I think that's an understatement. It took them years. Considering people started to flock to the city from 1963 onwards because of the popularity of the Beatles, it took the city as an entity probably the best part of about 40 years before the penny really, really dropped. By 1980, when I got involved, directly involved in tourism, I couldn't believe how slow people were. And it was, oh, you're looking back. Why do we dwell on the Beatles? Well, why does Stratford dwell on Shakespeare, you know? And why does the rest of the world dwell on the past to develop its tourism industry? Do you think Venice are going to fill in all the canals? Forget all about Marco Polo.
The Beatles make big money for the city. The Mersey Partnership, the quango looking after tourism here, says Beatles nostalgia brings in £111 million every year to what they call the Liverpool City region. And this weekend's Matthew Street Festival promises to be the biggest yet, with 6 outdoor stages and a fringe festival for all those bands that aren't Beatles tributes. I asked Dave Jones how many people he thinks will turn up.
From Thursday through to Tuesday, I would say, quite conservatively, 500,000.
And hotels?
Just for the Beatles Festival alone, we package the Beatles Festival with accommodation and events. For a six-day period, we've sold over 7,000 bed nights, which is huge.
Keeping people like Mike Dewey from the Hard Day's Night Hotel very happy.
Statistically, the hotel business, the only two areas of that are showing growth, one in Scotland, I can't remember, and Liverpool.
Roughly how much would this is a double bedroom, how much would it cost for a night?
£195, and the suites go for £650. And we can't look at one today because they're let.
Would you say that the Beatles is the brand for Liverpool?
Undoubtedly. As a hoteliers association, we are going to use the Beatles as the brand. The reason to come to Liverpool is the Beatles.
And perhaps the reason for visiting and maybe splashing out on a haircut at the barbershop with the photographs just off Penny Lane.
That's £6, please.
Hello.